Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham. Matt, thanks for the phone call this morning.
Hey, not a problem. How's everybody doing today?
Doing good.
Doing great.
Doing nice. First and foremost, how's the first month and a half been for you?
It's been great. Everybody's been in really good spirits. Things have been looking brighter for all of us, so I have no complaints.
All right. Well, that's a good way to start a new position.
You
said yesterday afternoon at Board of Works, and what was it, City Council after that?
Yes, that is correct.
You told me earlier on the phone this morning that you guys discussed a lot. I know we had our news director, Ken Hartman, there as well last night, so we've got some news from that. But from the fire department standpoint, what would you like to share this morning?
Yeah, first off, it was nice to see Ken there. Mm-hmm. Good to see him back. Just kind of wanted to just let the public know kind of some of the new initiatives that the fire department's kind of put forth here. Myself and the deputy chiefs have sit down and kind of come up with some ideas, and one of them was to try to get the fire department maybe a little bit more greener, use a little bit less fossil fuels in some of our power equipment that we use. So we put a plan together and spoke with the Board of Works last night, and they approved that. So we're going to be going to some battery-operated equipment versus using some of the fossil fuels that we currently use. So we're looking at a pretty good reduction of our fossil fuels on our power equipment of about around 60-70% reduction that we're going to be using. So we've been kind of excited about that. It's one of the big initiatives that we've kind of put forth.
You won't lose any power going green with a battery as opposed to something that you would plug in or put gas in?
No, not necessarily. Obviously, as we all know, the batteries have very much improved over the last 10 years. And the equipment that we're buying, obviously, is based around the fire service. So general cutting a hole in a roof, with a chainsaw, you're probably going to use a chainsaw for 5 to 15 minutes, and these things will run for at least 30 to 45 minutes. So, we'll have three engines on a scene. They'll all have the same batteries, the same equipment, so they'll be able to utilize, we could have up to, 2 hours worth of battery life just out of, being able to switch out a battery if we need to.
Yeah, all interchangeable, just like my weed eater at home.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
hey,
and,
hey, Matt.
It's just a great thing, yes.
Yeah, you mentioned the chainsaw. What's some of the, can you tell us a little bit about some of the other equipment that you guys are going to be looking at for that?
Absolutely. We're also buying a cutoff saw, which you generally use a cutoff saw to cut into concrete, cut into metal. That is a battery powered. We're going to have some new scene lights that we're going to have on available to us to help, just kind of make it a little bit more accessible for everybody to utilize. One of the other big ones is going to be our positive pressure ventilation fan. So in the fire service, we generally, after a fire, and you'll see a lot of times the fan sitting out in front of a door, and what we're doing is trying to force the smoke out of the house. And with that being said, sometimes using those fossil fuels, obviously there's an engine on the back, it's got exhaust, and some of that exhaust is blowing back into the home. So this is going to give us and the public a little bit safer environment once we are able to clean it out, that they're not going to have those fumes inside of those homes.
Well, and that's going to save on even, I'm not as familiar with all the equipment that you guys have anymore. It's been a few years. But I know that's going to save on having generators running. And, some of that equipment used to be electric and happened to run cords off the generators and stuff, too.
Yeah, and that's, it's just something we're really looking forward to. We put this together and we thought, what can we do to advance the fire department, and what can we do to help the public? And these are going to, this was some of the tools. One of the other big items that we got authorization for yesterday was we're going to buy new thermal imaging cameras to put on all of our frontline engines.
That'll be great. Those things are invaluable.
Those are one of the most valuable tools that a fireman can utilize, especially during search and rescue, looking for victims. We're going to have some new modern equipment, and we're really looking forward to that. The members of the fire department, went through kind of a rigorous time of looking at different cameras, and we finally chose a specific camera, and now we're going to move forward with that as well.
Was you able to get full approval last night from either City Council or Board of Works, so these are things we'll be tangibly purchasing and using before too long.
Yes, we did. We got full approval. The benefit for us was we was able to, you know, look at our general budget that we have and kind of see where we can utilize some funds to help move us forward. And the Board of Works was in full support and approval of it. And now we get to move forward with some new initiatives.
All right. Very good.
And how is the player-coach model working out?
Actually, it's going great.
All right. I
absolutely is enjoying this this role, and I'm enjoying being in the role of being in command and going on the calls with the members of the department. And it's been wonderful.
Taking care of business on both sides. All right.
Well, that's honestly, right. Matt, I haven't had a chance to talk to you since you took it on, and I congratulate you. And you and I did a lot of projects over the years.
Yeah.
Together, and a lot of community projects especially, and I see no one else more deserving. So congratulations.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
Well, here real soon, Chief, we'll get something set up to where we could have a regular spot for you here on Party Line, and we'd love to talk to you once or twice a month.
That would be great. Just one more thing. Just mm-hmm. want to throw out some of the we set up a training. If you see our department out on the ice stuff, we're just out there doing some training. We've got our new training officer, Aaron Kinslow is his name, and he has set up a actual ice rescue class that we're all going through, and you'll see us out on the ice. So if you see us there, don't panic. Don't call 911.
Okay. All right. You're just practicing for the Olympics then, right?
Yeah, that's okay. Right.
Well, we always appreciate your time and look forward to continuing that here on Party Line. Thanks for the call.
Sounds good. You guys have a great day.
All right. You too. That's Frankfort Fire Chief Matt Stidham.